From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Emilia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that at the November 7th Town of Chatham meeting, 2 days after the election, newly elected town supervisor Donnell Collins and town board member-elect Abby Misick both urged the town board to put aside the zoning proposal until the new board takes office in January. Collins also asked the board to add more money for legal consultations in the budget. He said he is anticipating more legal costs around zoning issues. The zoning proposal in the town of Chatham has been before a couple of public hearings in conflict with state law and was being reviewed by the county planning board last month. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Mark Singelais reports in the Times Union that minor league baseball appears to be staying in the Hudson Valley if reports are true. Major League Baseball is proposing major changes in minor league baseball, mostly shrinking the number of teams and players. There are reports out this week that both the Hudson Valley Renegades in Dutchess County and the Tri-City Ballycats in Troy will still be teams after the 2020 season, when the league may reduce the current number of 160 affiliated minor league teams by about 25%. The Ballycats are currently affiliates of the Houston Astros, and the Renegades are affiliates with the Tampa Bay Rays. Both are now in the New York Penn League as the Class A short season, but with reorganization would be playing full seasons. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kayla Harris reports in the Times Union that at least two Hudson Valley congressional representatives and one candidate have seen a higher national profile since impeachment hearings began last week. Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney, who represents the 18th District in the Southern Hudson Valley, and Republican Elise Stefanik, who represents the 21st District north of Albany, are on the Intelligence Committee asking questions during the hearings that are being broadcast on WGXC. Stefanik was involved in a stunt November 15th where she demanded time to talk that was reserved for the chairs or counsel. She has added over 150,000 Twitter followers since the hearings began. But her opponent, Democrat Tedra Cobb, has added over 190,000 and says she has raised over $1 million in campaign contributions in 3 days. Stefanik is not saying how much she has raised, but her office tweeted links to her fundraising page 8 times last week. Stefanik beat Cobb, a former two-term St. Lawrence County legislator, in the 2018 election. Maloney has not been involved in any controversy with his question so far and has been making himself available regularly on CNN and MSNBC. Representatives Antonio Delgado and Paul Tonko, both Democrats, are not going out of their way to discuss the impeachment proceedings. Delgado was asked about it at a town hall meeting November 16th in Copeg, which was broadcast on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Okay, let's get all of the truth out. Let's investigate the Bidens.
Oh, my God.
Let's investigate Hillary Clinton. Hold on. Let's investigate Hillary Clinton's email scandals. Let's
investigate. Wait. Come on now. Calm down. Go ahead, sir.
That's it. Let's investigate the whole thing.
Yeah, what's your question? You're supposed to have a question.
When are we going to investigate them?
So I would just say, first I just want to say this: we gotta be respectful. Yeah. You know, we got people have different points of views. It happens in democracy. You know, particularly for my progressive friends, we really take pride in our diversity. Diversity is also political points of view. There will be different points of view. Everybody has different walks of life, different experiences, and it's up to us to figure out how to hear each other out. We disagree. There actually has been an investigation. They just closed the books on the investigation into Hillary Clinton. They just closed the books, and they just made the findings, and there were no corruption.
The New York City Department of Environmental Protection announced November 15th that it has opened 2,956 additional acres of water supply land to outdoor enthusiasts for recreation and hunting. The areas include places in Delaware, Dutchess, Greene, Putnam, Schoharie, Sullivan, Ulster, and Westchester counties. DEP Commissioner Vincent Sapenza said, and I quote, DEP has long understood that many types of recreation are compatible with our core mission to protect the water supply for millions of New Yorkers. Our neighbors who participate in hunting season are important to the ecological health of our watershed, and we welcome them to make safe and productive use of the water supply lands that we've opened for hunting in Catskill and Hudson Valley. End quote. Hunting season opened in the Catskills November 16th. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News, local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information. Visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.